very, very emotional because the poem was personal to me. The words were from my heart, and I seen the injured servicemen. I treated them, I cared for them, I saw their emotions, I saw their grief, I saw the family's grief. So it was very, very personal to me. The sadness it brings for loved ones so hard. The tears, the pain, the heartache. A life so treasured, a life so short. So young and proud a serviceman is he, a family torn by their son's bravery. I wrote the poem in 2007 when I was working in the Royal Centre of Defence Medicine in Birmingham. And at that point, we had a lot of injured servicemen from Iraq. I sat at my desk while I was looking after the families, and I seen how sad, tired, distraught they were. And I also saw the servicemen and the injuries and how they were as well. And that's what inspired me to write the poem. I just sat there and it all came to me, and I wrote it down in the words how I was feeling at the time.
Our troops deploy with courage and pride. As they walk into battle, the fears I must hide. By orders they leave, their head held up high, to fight for their country as their families sigh. Brothers in arms are what keep them together. The shoulder they touch, the hand that they hold. The friendship so strong, the feeling so bold.
Had you written many poems beforehand?
No, I hadn't written any. I sat there and had the inspiration from what I felt, what I saw, and I felt it was important for me to write it down at that time.
In the last breaths of life, they have one another, through the eyes they can see the hurt they endure. Families torn and distraught by their loss, their son so brave, a loved one is lost. For the country he served, he stood tall and proud, and the touch of his hand now lost in the crowd.
It's actually amazing. Many people come up to me that I didn't know, never seen before, and said how beautiful the poem was, how relevant it was to the day. I actually saw a lady crying in the front. And I was proud to actually read that poem out on the day because it also, it was personal to other people. So it was a really special moment.
I'm Mark McKenzie in Edinburgh for Forces Radio BFBS.